You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Everything is working quite well for the Texas Rangers these days. Ever since they made some acquisitions at trade deadline, things are just working swimmingly. So let's talk to T.R. Sullivan about that. I'm Allison Federer. T.R., so this game that the Rangers rallied to win against the Oakland Athletics, very improbable for many reasons. One, just because of what they decided to do with Adrian Beltre, right? And then one with how the whole thing ended. So as you're watching this unfold, what were some of your thoughts?
Well, you know, it was kind of amazing. John Axford is not a pitcher who's prone to that kind of wildness, but there's some question about the strike zone all night, especially late in the game, and he kind of fell victim to that. I kind of felt if they got Carlos Beltre up there, he'd deliver. This guy is just an excellent hitter. He's, 39 years old, but he still knows how to, you know, hit the line drive, and he's just been a great addition to the middle of that order. And once they get him up there, I felt like the Rangers were in good shape. Obviously, the walk was kind of surprising. I know Bob Melvin's thinking behind it. He wanted lefty on lefty, but to me, putting the winning run on third base with less than two outs was pretty risky.
Yeah, did you, I mean, it worked out, but let's say it hadn't worked out. Would he have been skewered for that?
No, I don't think so. If it worked out for the A's, he would look like a genius.
That's true. So, are they kind of in the situation now where they're just feel like they can pretty much overcome anything? I mean, there gets to a point where there is no there's no hump that they can't get over when things are going well. Things are going really well. I know that they've had some up and down times the last couple of weeks, but really, just like games like that. I mean, what can that do for a team overall?
Yeah, they've been walking on the ledge all season long. They've had some amazing victories, some very close games, some incredible comebacks. I mean, they play with a lot of confidence when they're behind. It's amazing to watch them. Just one amazing victory after another. I don't know if I've ever seen a season like this where so many close games come down to the last at bat and come back in the making. It's been an incredible ride for the Rangers.
With Chu out, and really, that's a terrible injury. I mean, having to have surgery to insert a plate after getting hit on the forearm, I did not realize it was that bad until I was reading through everything. So they're going to try Profar as a leadoff hitter, and his numbers, not quite what you want to see from a leadoff guy. Of course, he hasn't had that many opportunities. So he seems pretty confident that he can sort of slip into that. He seems to embrace it. Is that correct?
Well, this kid, I've said this many times, I think this is one of the smartest young players I've ever come across. I mean, his baseball aptitude is really off the charts, and it'll take some adjustment. But, you know, when you watch this kid, if you look the other night, Tuesday night, he made an incredible catch in left field. He handles first base terrifically for a kid who's never played there before. You know, this, you look at Jerickson Profar, he's a switch hitter who's playing five different positions. And he's just amazing how he's able to slide from one spot to the other. I think he's batted in every spot in the lineup except for cleanup and ninth and the number nine spot. I mean, they're asking a lot of him. But again, his aptitude is so high that he can handle it.
So I have to ask you about, of course, the rotation. So, okay, first of all, Lucas Harrell going, he's now in doubt. He's got a groin strain. So that's like the last thing that the team really needed to hear at this point. They do have, Holland appears to be getting close. Lewis appears to be getting close. You know, I feel, and we talked about this before, like I feel like they're trying to just churn toward the end of, like just get through August, and then they feel like they might be able to be, you know, more of a cohesive unit, putting themselves back again. But Lucas Harrell, I mean, that can't be good with now a Saturday start in doubt.
Well, they have two off days on Thursday and Monday, so they'll probably go with four starters. Derek Holland will probably make the next start when the fifth starter spot comes up. I think what you'll see is Harrell will go on the disabled list, and then Holland will slip into that spot, and Harrell will go into the bullpen for September.
And last question, are they watching, you know, it's a little maybe too early in their lead in the AL West is obviously really huge, but is their scoreboard watching or do they have like games of the Mariners and the Astros on when they're, you know, after their games, you kind of notice that stuff is happening?
I've never seen them watch a game on TV. I don't know if I'm sure they know how far the Mariners are back, and this division is a little closer than people realize. The Mariners are only 5 games back in the all-important loss column, so this division is still up for grabs. So, you know, we're going to play in Seattle, and I think the Mariners come here at the end of August, so the Mariners definitely have a shot. The Rangers are not home free yet by any means. This could be an interesting race before it's all over. The Rangers fall off that ledge.
Yeah, no, it's one of the more compelling races in baseball for sure. So, okay, good stuff. TR, thank you so much. Catch you next week.
Okay, thanks, Allison.
Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.